We did yesterday. We had the upshot, which wasn't so bad. I just want to go over it a little more, and then we'll do the rap. We wanted to say, the question is, what was the machlekes Rashi and Taisus? So the suggestion was made that Rashi holds that it's and we're not finished in the Mukhi Yaisef, okay? We're not finished in the Mukhi Yaisef, but Rashi holds that it's Rak Oinam Hazeh because it's less than a regular mitzvah, because it's Eina Mitzvah V'Aisef, and an Eina Mitzvah V'Aisef is less. So therefore, the for the first third, you get more because it's Mitzvah V'Aisef. For the second third, you get less because it's an Eina Mitzvah V'Aisef. I wanted to see the Rach, whether the Rach has the same type of idea that the second third is less, but we'll see. I'll have to see if there's such a concept or not. And in other words, we were under the impression the second third should be more. He's saying, no, the second third is less because they would survive him. I said, what is Saiva's hope? So we had the Svara, Avram Ak said, the Svara, that because it piggybacks, since the basic mitzvah or the basic hiddur is a mitzvah v'aisa, so everything you do is also a mitzvah v'aisa. So the Shaiva is, if that's true, what is the machlekes revavrion in Svara? Like, what would be the Svara, whether or not you say piggybacking or not? Right? Why? What would be the two Svaras? What's the Svara to say? Right? In other words, when we set up yesterday, just to say it again, because some people popped in, that we wanted to explain the machlekes Rashi and Taisus, according to Avram Max, is that Avram, that Rashi holds that the extra third is an Enim and Tzivah, he's saying there for the Schar is less. And Taisus holds, since the first third is the first, I know the extra part, I shouldn't say extra third, the extra part. And Taiva says that since the first third is Mitzvah V'Aisah, so you're just adding, so you're just doing the whole, once the you're just a continuation of the Mitzvah V'Aisah is a considered a Mitzvah V'Aisah. So the Shaiva is, what would be the Machlekes? What are the two Stadim? Also, someone asked me, Akash, on this, that Taisa says that the Svara of Mitzvah V'Aisah, and we're assuming Taifas goes in Shitas Taisas. It's not necessarily Mukhruch because it's different Mitzvahs, but it's a Pasha. Taifas and Shita in a few places, then twice, is that the reason for Mitzvah V'Aisah is greater is because there's Daiga, because the person is nervous. So the question is, they're asking is that the Chayra on the extra third, there's no nervousness. Bishram on the first third, the first. It's a chiyuv. So according to Taiva, a person always has a certain nervousness that maybe I won't fulfill the mitzvah property. So that's what makes the schar greater, because you have the daiga. But on the extra amount, Taiva says, or the Taiva in Kedushin says, when it's an Eina Mitzvah V'Aisah, there's no daiga. So what's the difference if you're piggybacking or not piggybacking? The Maisa, there should be no daiga. On this extra amount, there is no daiga. And if there's no daiga, you shouldn't get tzchar. That was the question. Right? So what do you people say? I'll repeat in a minute, but let me just see if anyone have anything to say.
Well, just in terms of the first part, so it's a machlokas whether or not you characterize the second portion as a mitzvah between Rashi and Tosfos?
Everyone says a mitzvah. Well, the question, the structure we were trying to say yesterday is a machlokes whether you characterize it as a mitzvah v'aisah. It's definitely an eina mitzvah v'aisah. You definitely get schar. But the question is, it's a v'chiv. We pass in Kedushin that a mitzvah v'aisah means that you're something that you're obligated to do gets more schar than if you're not obligated. So if a man does a mitzvah, and the woman does the same mitzvah, and the woman's an Eina Mitzvah, because the mitzvah says it's Shazman Grama, so the man gets more eschar than the lady. The man and the woman both shake an esrig, the man gets more eschar than the woman, because the man's a mitzvah v'aisa, and the lady's an Eina Mitzvah v'aisa. So we wanted to say yesterday that the machlek is Rashi and Taisvah, says everyone agrees that on the first third, that's a mitzvah, because there's a pasuk that says, Hidr mitzvah ad shlish. I don't know, Pasuk, but the Gemara says Hidr mitzvah ad shlish. That was Rav Zeira. And everyone says that's a chiyuv. Right? The Rach said, we're doing the Rach today. Muzer who is not the mitzvah ad shlish. So that's a chiyuv. People don't know that, but based on this Gemara, the first third of Hidr Mitzvah is a chiyuv. It's not a rishus. It's a chiyuv to do Hidr Mitzvah v'shlit. So that's okay. That's a mitzvah v'oisa. But the extra amount that you're giving more is a rishus. You're not obligated to spend the extra amount. So a chayra, the schar for the extra amount should be less than the schar for the first third because it's an ainah mitzvah v'oisa. So this suggestion. No, but I'm saying,
isn't the machlokas how far removed it is from the first third? Like, is it like the summa or not? Isn't that the analogy, the summa? Meaning, do you look at it like the summa, that it's not a mitzvah altogether? Or do you look at it that it still has flavor of the same mitzvah?
And right. So that's what they're saying. In other words, according to, since this connects to, that's what we're saying. I call that piggybacking. In other words, since it's a chedek of the mitzvah of Lulav, and it's a chedek of the mitzvah of the hiddur. It's just instead of giving $5 hiddur, you're spending $10 hiddur. So it's since the first part of the hiddur is a mitzvah b'aisa, and you're doing it all in one ma'isa b'vas achas, so therefore it's considered a mitzvah b'aisa. That's what they want to say in Taisus. And Rashi, we're saying, says, no, it's not a mitzvah b'aisa. So the question, the problem is that, you know, this is just a learning. It's a structure, but you have to have a svara. You have to give, if you're making a machlokes, you got to come up with a nice havana dika machlokes, why they argue. It has to be, you know, and it has to be that each one is emphatical that their way is right. Can't just be, you can say either way, because then there's no reason to be a machlokes. In order to explain a machlokes rishonim, you'd have to say something structured, like there's some kind of major hashkafa going on here, and then they all have some yisaitis that come out like this, and each one is emphatical that their way is right. So what would be the machlokes? Why would there be a way, two ways of looking at it? That was the first question. And the second question, which is maybe just helped to answer the first question, is that logically, Rashi is still right and Taibis is wrong, because what does it help that I'm connected to a mitzvah that's mitzvah, I said, but the schar, where you're not giving me schar for the mitzvah, you're giving me schar for the extra hiddur. And that extra hiddur, there was no daiga. So the coin to type is a svara, that whenever the extra schar comes from the extra daiga, and some kind of, so then for the first third that you're mechuyev, there was daiga, because you're mechuyev to do that. So there's some kind of daiga. I don't know, that's what Taibis says, is that there's some kind of daiga, but the extra amount, the ma'i said there was no daiga, so what do I care? Well, but I'm connected to the other, so what if you're connected? What does that do for me?
I mean, as far as the concept of daiga, I understood that the concept of daiga was it's misayeh, the person to do the mitzvah b'shlemus. Without that daiga, oh no, a Kaddish Baruch who commanded me to do this, person can't be motzi min ha-koach el ha-poel, the same type of ma'isa b'shlemus.
Okay, I don't know. I didn't learn it that way. I don't know.
I mean, to say that a woman can't.
You have to look in Kedushin. Definitely, I know in the back of Kedushin, I can't remember who it was. It was either the Yavitz or somebody said it worked through the alumnus of the Fum Saira Agra. But you know, maybe
right, the Gemara in Sota says a woman can't be zocha to hayom habov if it's in a mitzvah of osa. So it seems like it's something integral to the shlemus of the mitzvah.
Okay, but I'm not gonna, you know, you can't. I can't argue with the. I know that the Mefarshim in Kedushin, the Achrayim, somebody, them in the back of the Gemara. I don't remember who it was. I'm sorry, but it's not very hard to find. It's either the Yavetz or the. You know, if you have one of these Gemaras that have these, you know, they put all the Mefarshim together, you'll find it in 1 second. One of the people in the back says that Pshat and Taisus is a Fum Saira Agra. So I don't know. So you want to tell us, not Pshat and Taisus.
But just because the underpinning in general of Mitzvah Osa is Lefum Saira Agra or whatever that Svara is, who said you need it with every case? Meaning that's the rule for the general principle. That's the underpinning. The basis of it is that because it's harder. So it doesn't mean every case where you have mitzvah v'osa, it's harder. That's why in general, mitzvah v'osa is greater.
Okay.
It doesn't have to manifest everywhere.
What you're saying. In other words, you're saying like this, you're saying that It's like you go into a store and they have set prices. Now, obviously, there's a cheshbon why they have the prices. You know, you go to a repair shop and they say, if you want to repair this, it costs this amount. If you're doing this repair, it costs this amount. But once it's set prices, the cheshbon why you got the prices don't make necessarily go into consideration. That's the price. So I think that's what you're saying. So you're saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a system in the world, a Gadol Mitzvah V'Aisa Yotzei Mi'Einu Mitzvah V'Aisa. When Tovis says that because it's Mitzayer, it's Daiga Mitzayer, Tovis is just giving an explanation why would Hashem make such a rule that we give more schar for a Mitzvah V'Aisa V'Aisa V'Aisa. Now Hashem makes, there's a rule in the Torah for tzitzis you get this much mitzvah, for tefillin you get this much schar. So Hashem made a rule for a mitzvah v'aisa, you get more schar than any mitzvah v'aisa. So the reason is because of the daiga. But what if a person doesn't have the daiga? It makes no difference. It's a rule. Right. Now I definitely saw people that said not like that. You, I definitely saw people because I saw in the Musa's Farim. Again, I don't remember which Musa Sefer it is, but I definitely saw in the Musa Sefer that said that if a person lacks Yiras Shamayim, so every mitzvah that he does is on the gadget of Einu Mitzvah V'Aisa. Because since the whole reason of Mekadosh Mitzvah V'Aisa is because of your Daiga, and he doesn't have Daiga, so it's an Einu Mitzvah V'Aisa. So that's clearly not your Sefer, but it could be. So we could say.
So that actually goes with me. There, it's with everything he does. Meaning yeah, that's the same.
Once Hashem makes a rule, it would be the same svar, I would think. But you could say that's maybe the machlokes. You know, that I think could be a nice lumdish machlokes between Rashi and Tosfos. Whether when we say Gadol Mitzvah V'Aisa Mi'Einu Mitzvah V'Aisa, is that a now, there's a reason for that is because of the daiga. But now that there's a reason, is it locked in? Or is every case, or is it fluctuate based on whether how much daiga? And the bigger tzaddik will get a greater gadol mitzvah v'aisa, and the guy who's not such a tzaddik gets less of mitzvah v'aisa. In other words, is it a subjective din? And that every case you have to judge how much the fum saira agra you got, or it's an objective thing that Hashem made that because generally speaking, there's more in the fum saira agra, so Hashem gave more iskar from its mitzvah v'aisa. Maybe that could be a very nice machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. We would say that Rashi holds that you have to look at every case, and therefore in this particular case, there's no the fum saira agra, so therefore it has a din of an enim mitzvah v'aisa. And Tosfos says that since it piggybacks on a mitzvah v'aisa, it's labeled as a mitzvah v'aisa. It is no more daiga. Doesn't make a difference. Once you get the label of mitzvah v'aisa, then you get a din of mitzvah v'aisa.
Right? In terms of Rebbe's thing from the Bali Musar, why can't you answer that by saying it's objective so long as your intent is to fulfill the mitzvah? That's not really subjective. In other words, if you're doing it for the mitzvah,
there aren't talking about people that aren't doing it for the mitzvah. They just talk about people that don't have high level of Yiras Shamayim. Saying if you're not doing it for the mitzvah, then mitzvah srif is kavana, then it's nothing. They're saying that a person, you know, that a high school kid who doesn't take the mitzvah so seriously. So if he puts on his tzitzis. If he's yaitzi, he's yaitzi. If he's not yaitzi, okay, nishkeferlach. So he's not really daiging that, oyvei, maybe my tzitzis aren't kosher. 50% of the time, he's lucky, he gets the tzitzis are kosher. I don't know, I don't say, maybe it's hopefully better than that. But there's no daiga. He says a person that doesn't really have daiga, you know, you're supposed to have, when you do a mitzvah, you're supposed to do it with Yiras Shamayim. It's a high madrega, so they would say that a person who doesn't do his mitzvahs with Yira loses out on the mitzvah of mitzvah. He said that's what I don't say every Musa says. I saw that in a Musa Sefer. I did see that. I don't remember who. it wasn't necessarily the most famous Musa Sefer.
I think I have a vivid relation of the Shari Tshuvas. I saw that recently, maybe. In the I feel like I have a vague recollection of seeing that in Shari Tshuva recently.
I don't think it's in Shari Tshuva. And it was not, I mean, it might be in there. But I did not see it in the Shari Tshuva. I saw it in a relatively not famous Sefer. I was learning called something like Mitzvahs. I forgot the name even. Okay, but it's not a known Sefer. I actually remember where I saw it. It was a Sefer that was explaining, it was a very amazing Sefer, how all the mitzvahs you get when you do a mitzvah, you know, like one of those Sefer that goes into all the mitzvahs that come agav when once you do a mitzvah. So, but he threw that in there, that you get the added mitzvah from Saira Agra, but he said that only if you have Yira. But
maybe we could say that it's the same idea of the piggybacking, is that when you're looking at this person who's doing the extra, he's doing the etzem mitzvah is the same mitzvah, picking up an esrog and lulav. And when the person is picking up the esrog and lulav, not only is he pushing away the daiga, he's doing it in an extra, extra nice way. I don't see the problem with piggybacking still.
Because if the schar is part of the schar is for the daiga, if you learn the simple pshat of daisis, Hashem gives schar for the from Saira Agra. From Saira Agra means that since you had to suffer for doing the mitzvah, Pashup Shana from Saira Agra means not that it was harder for you to do the mitzvah, because I care, it's easier to do the mitzvah. Mitzvah Ba'isa is easier to do, more likely to do it. I got a tzivu, there's a gun to my head, of course I'm going to do it. But it's the Maisa you suffered for the sake of the mitzvah. So right. We're like Maisa Nefesh. Not that you were Maisa Nefesh, that's not the right word, but you went ahead and you laid out something for Hashem. You suffered a certain amount of tzar for the tzar of Hashem. So Hashem pays you back. Listen, you were mitzayer because of me. So there's a yashris. If you do a job for a boss, and because of your, in order to get the job done, you had to suffer a certain amount of pain. So the boss feels obligated to pay you more. So that's the shot of the Fum Saira Agra. So we're talking about on the extra amount of schar that you're going to, so when you do the extra first shlish, you suffered more. You suffered because you know there's a chiyuv to do the first shlish. So you have a certain amount of daiga. So Hashem looks at you and says, oh, you're suffering because of me. I want to reward you for your suffering. But when you do the second amount of extra, if there's no added suffering, then there's no reason why Hashem should reward you. And you didn't, I mean, he'll reward you for doing a mitzvah. That's them. But the additional reward of the film Saira Agra, so the guy didn't have any additional tzar. There was no additional tzar that he had in the extra amount, except, I mean, the tzar giving up $20. But that you have in both cases. But we want
not the but this is not the additional tsar here. Like the same example that Rebbe's giving about the worker, he goes through a situation that was very difficult, and not only did he do the job he was asked for, but he did it in the most beautiful way and went over and above. It's still piggybacking, you could say.
Yeah, when you divide it up, you'll say, but for the first part that you suffered for me, I feel the boss feels a more of an obligation to pay. You know, there's Tavis as Kasha would not be a valid Kasha, because you could say that the boss feels more of an obligation to pay extra for the thing that caused the tsar, the thing that didn't cause the tsar. And we're breaking up the tsar into parts. We're giving you tsar for this part and tsar for that part. So what's Tavis as Kasha? What, Shamir, what do you want?
Yeah, I mean, could we say that the lamaisa, whatever you're doing in the mitzvah has to be lishma? So when you spend that extra money for the mitzvah, it's spending money for the mitzvahs. That needs to be lishma mitzad mitzvah v'oseh. So you're
if it's not mitzvah,
you're buying the esrog. You're giving $90 for the esrog. That of the esrog needs to be lishma, and it can't be ma'arav a kavana acheres. That would be a psul in the mitzvah. So that mitzvah, that it has to be it's mitzvah v'oseh. So I'm trying to say is that whatever ASIC you are doing in that extra money, at the end of the day, that also needs to be lishma. It's all for the mitzvah, which your mitzvah v'osa.
Okay, but I don't, you have to look in the Sigin Kedushin. I don't think, at least Tysus.
Well, I'm not arguing on that.
There are Rishayim. I once gave a whole publisher on it. Other Rishayim get different shot them. And there's like three different shot them there. They're very interesting. But Tysus's chat is a very, you know, it's like a simple, you know.
I'm just saying it's not a contradiction though, because what I'm trying to say is that at the end of the day, when you're taking that additional thing for the mitzvah has to be lishma. So therefore, when you're giving that additional thing, it also has to be lishma. That's a get a mitzvah of osa.
Time is lashon is the fish doeg umitzayer yaiser. You doeg umitzayer pen yavor. So doeg umitzayer. And let me just look who said this. The Yavitz, look on the back, Lamed Aleph. The Yavitz said, I think it's probably him. He says, the Fum Saira Agla. Yeah. He says, at this other pshat, he said like this. The Yavitz says, Taifa says that you're Doeg Umitzayer. He says, without Taifus, I would say, Chad is, that the Yetzer Sahara starts up with you more. He says, in either way, it's included in the Svara, the Fum Saira Agra. Either Taifus and Chad, it's a Fum Saira Agra, because you're Doeg Umitzayer. And in his chat, it's a Fum Saira Agra, because it's hard to fight the Yetzer Sahara. So those are the two pshatim in the Yavitz brings. So, are you feeling the tsar because you got a Yetzirah that's bothering you? Or are you feeling the tsar because Doeg Umitzayer? But he says they're both working through the system of the Fum Saira Agra. It's the Yavitz. Okay, let's go. I want to do the rat. Okay, maybe that could be. So what comes out is we had two different possibilities in Rashi. Either the first possibility was, just to summarize, was that maybe Rashi could even learn like the Mukah Yaisei. And when he says Afido is because you're going against the rules, and it's going, Hashem made a rule of Skar Mitzvah Ayah Malekah, but Lemaisa, it's good to have sometimes an exception, because obviously you have too many exceptions, it's no good, but once in a while, it's good to have an exception, because it helps you in the long run. And Taibis says, no. Taibis says, it's never good to have an exception to Skar Mitzvah Ayah Malekah. That would be the Machlokes. And the second way would be to know that everyone agrees that it's better, Skar Mitzvah Ayah Malekah, it's better to get your Skar Nom Haba. No one holds it's good to get your Skar Nom Haza ever, because it's just, you can't compare Olam Haza to Olam Haba. And it's just that according to Rashi, there's a begam in the mitzvah, because it's an Enem and Silva Aisa. According to Taisis, it's because of this piggyback Svara considered and Silva Aisa. And we're saying the Svara is, which I think I happen to like the Svara, the Machlekes, is whether did Hashem make rules? Was it, is the Skar locked in? And it's objective, it's an objective Skar that you get for this mitzvah, you get more Skar than for this. And the fact that the reason why we gave more Skar doesn't apply to you is irrelevant. Once that's the prime, or that every case is judged in a vacuum on its own. Okay.
According to this, it doesn't explain according to Tysus how come you get payers. I understand why you get
to explain why in Tysus you get payers. We were trying to explain why Tysus did not like Rashi. That wasn't.
I understand, but why should you get payers?
Because it's a bigger mitzvah. Because
why is it a bigger mitzvah?
Because you gave more than you had to. There's a certain mitzvah. Everyone agrees. The Gemara in Kedushin says, the Gemara in Kedushin started out that Godo Hamid Ain Mitzvah Isami Mitzvah Isa. The Gemara came out that no, the Svara is the other way. So basically, what they come out is that there's a Svara both directions. So except that the question is which one beats out. So if you have the mitzvah of mitzvah v'aseh and ein mitzvah v'aseh at the same time, then for sure you're ahead of the game. So according to
this case,
what?
That's this case?
Yes, that would be this case, because the Maisa, since you're piggybacking, you get to all the Midas and Mitzvah Vaisa, but the Maisa was Ain of Mitzvah Vaisa. So you can get both Midas. Okay, I think so. I think you can say that. All right, and then let me see Rabbeinu Hanano, because we want to finish the sugya by today, hopefully. Okay. B'marava Amri. Okay, we read the Rabbeinu Hanano. I have a separate sefer here. Here's Rabbeinu Hanano. I didn't check it inside if the girsas are the same. But I'm just going to open. The girsas are the same. Sometimes they change the girsas on you because based on the Ksav Yad. Right?
Wait, Rebbe previously told us that Rebbe doesn't like these Gersa changes because that's not what was accepted in the belt.
I quoted my father. It's not from the Rosh Hashiva. My father used to say this over from Rabbi Yosher Ber, when there are brackets put in, he says you have to realize that wasn't in the Ksav Yad. So just because someone put it in doesn't mean that the Chatchila is supposed to be there. So if you can figure out a way to read with the, in other words, brackets mean someone put in, and the square brackets. And the circle brackets mean that someone took out. But the original Ksav Yad was without the square brackets and with the circle brackets. So my father told me that Rav Yosher Ber was very makbid always to read it the way it originally was. He did not want, he says, I'm assuming to say it's a misprint. It was someone edited and said that there must have been a mistake in the Ksav Yad, and they fixed it up by putting words in. But that doesn't mean it's yes. But obviously here, right over here, someone stuck in, that is true. In the Rabbeinu Hanano, the way we have it, someone stuck in the words Eino Chayiv. I don't know. I have to look
It reminds me of a sugar we did in Rabbi Naiman's shir. Is it the Kovit Shiurim or the Kovit Taurus that was written by the Talmidim of Rabbi Chanan?
No, they were both written by Rabbi. They're both by Rabbi Chanan, basically.
No, one was written by the Talmidim. I think the Haaris was written by the Talmidim. No, so we spent 3 days in shir trying to work on it. And at the end, he came out, he said, Talmud Toya. So we said, if we're going to say Talmud Toya, then why do we work it for 3 days? He says, no, you have to work on it for 3 days first. And if you still can't figure it out, so you'll say Talmud Toya at the end. But otherwise, you got to try to work it out.
Okay, fine. Okay, anyway, that's it in the Rach. I know that Kovei Tzaharis, Rabbi Chanan printed himself. He printed it before.
Kovei Shiurim.
So Rav Shia told that there's different Kovei Shiurim. You have to know there are different volumes.
So it must have been Bava Basra, because that's when I was in the shiur.
I don't know. So I'm saying the Rav Shia told me that he was in Branovich. And after Rav Chanan gave shiur, they used to type up the shiur and give it out. And the Kovei Shiurim is basically a collection of the typed up shiurim. So he felt they were pretty reliable, because even though Rav Chanan didn't write it, but he probably read them like every day. Like they gave, someone wrote up his shiur and he, you know, checked it over, and then they mini-graphed and he gave it out. But there's Kovei Shiurim Chedek Beis is not from Rav Chanan. It was not written by Rav Chanan. But Kovei Shiurim Chedek Aleph, it's not Rav Chanan himself, but Rav Shia thought it was pretty reliable. I don't know.
I know we worked on it for like 3 days, and then we ended up saying Talmud Toya, but only after we worked on it.
I don't know. Okay, I would not be so quick to say Talmud Toya.
No, that's what I'm saying. Only after we worked on it for 3 days.
Okay, fine. All right. Now's not the time to argue this.
This is my memory from 26 years ago. So.
Okay. Anyway, let's see the Rach. The Marava Amri, Ad Shnish Mishalom. Kleimar, Muzler, who you're obligated, Liz Nois B'mitzvah, to make the mitzvah more beautiful. Ad Shlish, for a third. Mikave, Im Mosif, Yeser, Ad Shlish, Mida, Yisera, Isa. In other words, it's a good thing. Mida Yisrael Yisem. Go on a Mefarnes Ani. The Moisev Lo Geser. You're supporting an Ani, and then you give him more. Shenimza Chinino. You're showing that you love the, you know, you're doing a chain to the ani. So Hashem will not will give you, recognize your schar, and a mishanim lo gemulo, but and therefore Hashem will give you gemul. So I don't know what he's saying. It sounds like he's saying the first shot is almost like saying that for what, you know, that for the first amount that you're chayiv, okay, so it's no big deal. You're chayiv. So it's almost like you're not even going to get rewarded for that. Okay, you did what you were supposed to do. Okay, you want to get shikaya for doing what you're supposed to do. But the second part that you did what you were more, what you weren't supposed to do, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem will mashayim la gemulo. Right? That's something very similar to way we're understanding Tysus. In other words, he's definitely learning the first shot that we, the first shot of the Rabbeinu. We're in the Rabbeinu Chananu. So we're saying the first shot of Rabbeinu Chananu is definitely saying that the fact that you did more is that you deserve a bigger yashikaya. When you do only what you're chayiv, so okay, so that's no grace of yashikaya. But when you, that's your mechuyev to do. But when you do more, that's a mida yisera. And Hashem will give you your schar. Okay, that's the second, first shot. Okay. Second shot. If you want to go ahead and do so someone stuck in the word eino chayiv. Okay. So, but in the original gerusa, we don't have that. In the sefer, they don't have it, and they also don't have the words kol zeh. So let's read it with the way to say it. Bibod the hadra mita biyasim yishlish bidameha miyagio. So then chayev kaimim. The hinder mitzvah shechayev kaimim, the hinder mitzvah calls that. I don't know how you read this. One second. How do you read this?
Without a shin, chayev without a shin?
Wait, no. Okay, let's read it with, well, let's read how we have it in the sefer here.
I don't have kolzen brackets.
No, I know we don't. I'm saying I have the separate sefer.
Oh.
But let's read it first in the way it is here. Shimba lehadra mitzvah b'yeser mishlish b'damel eino chayiv. If you want to do more than a sixth, third, you don't have to. Kolzen miyagio. You know, if you want to do more than a third from your own, from the money that you made, miyagio, you're not obligated. Why? Shechayev kaimim, the hinder mitzvah. In other words, you need the mitzvah for yourself. If you need the mitzvah for yourself, then you're not obligated. You're not, it says, eino chayev. I don't like the word chayev. It could be that you're not supposed to, right? It's eino chayev, someone's stuck in the later on. It says, if you read this, call them yigio shechayev kaimin, hinder mitzvah. Avim zimin lo, kosh baruch haman shalom yigio, bikish lahadra mitzvah, b'yasem yishesh, harishus b'yado. So in the parallel of language, I don't want to start up with whoever did the change of the gerusa, but I'm a guy, I will. In the parallel of the language, if at the end is harishus b'yado, So in the beginning should be the rishus is not biyado. In other words, it sounds like he's saying like this. You're not supposed to. In other words, it's a person not supposed to make himself an ani. So you're not supposed to make yourself just like we have by Shabbos. If you can't afford it, you're not supposed to spend money. Person's not supposed to make himself an ani. So since there's no chiyuv, if you can't afford it, you're not supposed to do it. It's not right. It's wrong because of the din of chayiv kaimim. But if Zimin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamin Shal Miyagiyo, Ubikish Adem Mitzvah B'Yayser Mishlit, or Shiz B'Yado, if you can afford it, if Hashem gave you extra money, then that's fine. Right? That's what it sounds like. I would, no.
Rebbe, in Rebbe's Gersa, in the Sefer.
The Sefer doesn't have.
Right, but after the word Miyagiyo, does it say Shechayov?
Okay, I'll read this. Let me look at the Sefer. It says, Shimbon Ahadra Mitzvah B'Yester Mishlish B'Tameh. Then it skips to the word Miyagiyo.
Word, with a shin or without a shin?
Where's with a shin? Miyagiyo. Shlish B'Tameh Miyagiyo.
After the word Miyagiyo, it says Shechayov or Chayov?
Shechayov.
Rebbe Sefer?
Yes.
Oh. No, I thought Rebbe before said Uchayov.
I'm sorry. It says, in Bora Adr Mitzvah B'Yed Mishlish, Pidemiya Miyagiyo, Shechayev Koimin, Adr Mitzvah calls that. And then he sticks in the calls over there. Calls them, he calls that as moved. I don't know why it fits in other. Shechayev Koimin, Adr Mitzvah calls that. I don't know how to call that. Because, you know, they move the. What happened is that the Eino Chayev was added and Kol Zeh was moved. Okay. But I would change Eino Chayev as Eino Rishoy. I don't know. I want to be a little gutsy there. Avon Zimen HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mamen Shalom Yegiyo HaRishus B'Yado, right? In other words, it sounds like he's saying HaRishus B'Yado means it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush that you're allowed to do it.
How else would he have said it? Because you're not mitzvah to do it. So how else would he have said it?
No, he wouldn't say rishus biyado. The way we're learning pshat, of course it's rishus biyado. The question, what's the way we learn in Rashi and Taisis? There's no shyness rishus biyado. The only question is how much schar are you getting? Of course you're allowed to do it. And of course we recommend you do it. And it's an eighth, of course you should do it because it's a gavaldik mitzvah. The only question is, are you getting big schar or little schar? That's how we're learning in Rashi and Taisis. But in the Rach, it's whether that is Rishus B'Yado. Means that there's a Havamina, that it's not Rishus B'Yado. Meaning that you're not allowed to waste your money. Even the, you know, I don't want to get the, but the, you know, the Torah's Chaim also said, V'yeshlo v'zoyer milasos yitzias meruba, shlo yosipa lo amasha posko. Right, he said that, the Torah's Chaim. There's some kind of concept that you're not supposed to send money, especially if you don't have it, you're not supposed to spend money on extra expensive because who says you're going to get it back? In other words, if you don't assume you're going to get it back, then you're not supposed to spend money if you can't afford it. That right, the Torah Chaim says that too. So what it sounds like, what the Rabbeinu Chananu is saying, that the first third you're obligated to spend. So whether you like it or not, you got to spend it. That's a chiyuv. It's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah you gotta spend. I is gonna come out of your cheshbon, you know, of your money. Okay, it's too bad. You gotta spend it. You have a chiyuv. But beyond that, since it's not a chiyuv, So you don't spend the money unless you can afford it. That's how it sounds like he's saying. So if you can, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave you a lot of money, because I want to go ahead and buy it, you know, I want to buy an asterisk. I want to buy the nicest asterisk. So it depends. If you can afford, if you have extra money, it's the right thing to do. A very nice sitkus. You want to have a beautiful asterisk. But if you're learning in Kola, whatever it is, and you're on a tight budget, so it's not right to be to go ahead and buy the most beautiful asterisk. Should be yaitzi with a b'diavet, not b'diavet, it's a kosher l'chatchila, without the hinder, because you're not supposed to spend money that you don't have. So if that Kosh Baruch Hu made you rich, so okay, so you, then why not? You know, like Rabbi Gamliel spent so much money on an asterisk. But if Hashem didn't make you rich, so it's not right to spend the money. It's a chisarin. It's a chisarin in being responsible to go ahead and spend so much money on the hiddur, right? That's what it seems from the rach. I think that's what he's saying. I think that's the rach's pshat. It's a whole different pshat. I mean, Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu means not like Rashi and Tavis mean it's going on the schar. And they're saying the only time you can spend the money, you're allowed to do this, is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you extra money. Otherwise, you're not Rishoy. You're not allowed to do it. Where do you come to waste money? And let's keep on reading in the Rach. But no, you people agree with that reading or you don't agree with it? Everyone's so quiet.
You get my thumbs up on that.
What?
I said you get my thumbs up on that.
You get your thumbs up. Okay. All right, let's continue. Hamahade a mitzvah mishubach. Kinetanan b'nir chanek of a mahadrim near the choecha v'echa. Mahadrim in a mahadrim. Right. So I thought this was very interesting. That why is he writing this? As I was trying to say yesterday, why is he writing this end of the piece? What's he trying to say?
So you see, there's an inyan to be mahadrim in a mahadrim.
In other words, the havamina was that, in other words, he's coming off, as it says here, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you money, you're rishoy. Why would I think you're not rishoy? Why would I think you're not rishoy?
It's a waste. I mean, you already make
a waste. In other words, there's a havamina that there's no inyan at all. There's no mitzvah, there's no inyan. That the mitzvah is a third. What are you doing spending more than a third? The mitzvah hijra is a third. You know, the mitzvah, your guy goes ahead and gets an estrig that's 10 this big. There's no inyan. Yeah. Stop wasting money. Stop wasting money for no reason. The hijra is a third. There's a share for hijra. You got the hither, you got the hither. So the havamina would be that even if it's from a, not from a, even if you have the money, and even if you have a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the chiddush is if you have from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's rishoy. But that's a chiddush. You would have said even if you have from a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what are you? You're not rishoy because you're just wasting money. A person's not allowed to waste money for nothing. So so then why is it rishoy? So he's telling you because I'm a hader mitzvah mishubach. In other words, the havamina was that it's not mishubach. I think that's what he's learning.
Does he mean suggest that if you're by Ner Chanukah, if you can't afford it, then you'll be wrong?
Maybe he doesn't. You're not really getting into that, but that
it's sort of like it's funny because he makes this blanket statement that it's mishubach after. The way he's saying that's a possibility.
He's trying just to point out why is it say that it says a chiddush. The way he's reading it is, we thought that the chiddush is which half is the chiddush, the mishaloh or mishaloh HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I thought that the chiddush is the inference. The fact that it says Mishama Kosh Baruch Hu, I thought the chiddush is only if you have extra money. But if you don't have extra money, don't do it. So the chiddush is don't spend extra over a shlish if you don't have extra money. But he's not learning that. He's learning that there's a chiddush in the in the Rishoy, right? Right. In other words, the Rach says that if you have extra money, then you're Rishoy. So you can make a diak from the Rach that if you don't have extra money, you're not Rishoy. But that wasn't the Chiddush. That happens to be a diak, but that wasn't, if that was a Chiddush and they would have said it straight. The Chiddush is that you're Rishoy even when you have extra money. Because the Havamina was that even when you have extra money, you're not Rishoy because you're wasting money. Okay. So that's where the Rach says, why, what's the Kamashmanan? The Kamashmanan, it's not a waste of money because I'm a Hazer Mitzvah Meshubach.
Why would you think it's a waste of money?
Because there's no Inyan. You can't make up. It's a very nice Svara. There's a Svara to say, we don't understand Seicha V'Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you can't go ahead and start making up your own mitzvahs. You know, I'm going to say that, you know, I think it's a nice idea based on the Torah, I should do this and this. You know, you make up your own mitzvah. Can't do that. Hashem made a mitzvah of Hidr mitzvah. The Geder of Hidr mitzvah is a shlish. Now you're going to do more than a shlish. Just go jump in the lake. There's no such Geder. Who said there's a concept of doing Hidr more than a shlish? It's not what the Torah doesn't say that. Torah wrote Hidr mitzvah, and Chazal, however they knew, the Rach, I think, explains how they knew in the previous piece, or that they knew that Hidr mitzvah means a shlish, right? As he explains, I think, in the piece before.
But in the...
you know, maybe he didn't explain. Someone else explained where the shlish comes from. Terence Chaim explained it.
Yeah. Second piece.
Okay, so there's a mekor where they got that Terence Chaim that a hitter is a shlish. So that means the Torah said, let's say the Torah says put on tefillin. I have a brainstorm. You know what? I'm gonna make two tefillin, right? I think it's a gevaldik. I'm gonna remember. I have a double memory. I'm gonna wear and I'm gonna spend. Right, that's baltaisif. You can't go ahead, it sounds good. So doing more than what the Shem said is about Taisef. It's not mutter, it's not a maida, it's a chisarin, not al Taisef. It logic me if the filling is good, a weird tooth filling is gevaldic. Shem said, eat matzah on Pesach. I'll eat matzah, Pesach and Shruas. Oh, gevaldic, that's about Taisef. So why should it be if Hashem said, hither mitzvah shlish, why are you allowed to spend more than a shlish? If it just meneda, you weren't paying attention, but you're going out of your way to do the shame mitzvah, to do more than a shlish, it should be about isis. You stop wasting money. And it should be also about isis. It should be also about bismas kesef. It's just stop, it's wasteful. So comes along and he says, you're rishai.
Why do you think that though?
It's a chiddush. There's a chiddush that you're rishai. And he
said, right, why is he in the next step?
Rishoy, is because there is an Indian, because a Mahajer is Meshubach.
Why can't be a Rishoy? Because you got extra money.
What? No, the why extra be money is only why you don't have a problem. Now you start as Labrius. But who says you're Rishoy? But even without that, you're maybe not Rishoy because it's wrong. There's no purpose. Even let's say you're a multimillionaire. Does that give you the right to waste money? I don't know about that. It's about Tashchis.
Yeah, yeah.
And it also might be about Taisif.
Again, language.
If you're not a rich person, there's a problem about Yistarech Lebrius. So then you're not Rishoy, since it's not a real Chiv. So there's a gather about Yistarech Lebrius. So you're not supposed to do it. If you're a rich person, so there's no problem about Yistarech Lebrius. But still, there's a chiddush rishoy. Otherwise, who said you're rishoy? It's you start wasting your money, and maybe it's even a shayla about taisif. That's not hidr mitzvah. There's no concept. Says the Rach, you're rishoy. You know why you're rishoy? Because there is such an inyan, a mahadrin. Mahadrin there is that there is an inyan.
And it's very nice that he brings Chanukah because there's mahadrin and mahadrin min a mahadrin. So maybe even a better riot, you see that there's more than one level.
It's also more than a third.
Right. There's a piece, and I don't remember the board. There's a shayla in there's a madrega of chassid, chassidus. So the Messias in Sharim says that what's the definition of a chassid? Aisa nachas ruach v'yaitz. Nachas ruach. It's a chazal, right? A chassid. It's a song. Aisa nachas ruach. So the Messias in Sharim says, how do you do nachas ruach? You look at the mitzvahs and you see what Hashem commanded, and from that's in the Messias in Sharim, and you see what Hashem's train of halacha thought is. And then you figure out what Hashem would want, even though he didn't command it. Like it says, if a father commands you to do something, so you see what he likes. So then you do it, even when he doesn't ask you. But if you look at other svarim, I forgot who, because I forgot already who it was. I think it was Reb Chaim Vital. Then he says, that's not pshat. Chassidus means you do it as avas Hashem. You do it as shem ava. That's it. But not that you do more. You do the same thing you're supposed to do, just with a better kavana. Also, nachas ruach of Yisro is you do it the shame nachas ruach. That's in other words, it's argued in the Seder Susharim. So I don't know. I can't say it's mukha, but I once wanted to say that that's the machlokes that the Chaim Vital holds. You can't go ahead on your own and say, you know what? I bet you Hashem would want this. You know, you were not smart enough to get into Hashem's das. I know, ain't darish time in the crow. So I can go and say, well, I see from this mitzvah, I see what Hashem wants, so I'm going to do more. Who says more is Hashem wants? More is mehechi teise, you can do more. Mehechi teise, there's such a thing as more. Maybe more is less, I don't know. So Rav Chaim Vital says, you want to know, it's oisa nachas ruch v'yai v'yirik. Is that you're mechavein Hashem isanasas ruach, but you're doing exactly what he says, but not more. See, the Sharon says it means you're doing more. So
what does the Mrs. Sharon mean?
Same type of idea over here. The I'm saying that the rach is like my havamina, like my shot in the Chaim Vital, that it's not so poshut that there's an inyan of doing more than a shlish. The mitzvah is a shlish. You do more than a shlish. It is an inyan of mahadrin. You can't just go, well, it sounds logically, it makes sense to me that there's an inyan of mahadrin. The Torah said this is a mitzvah. You got me. So he's bringing a raya that when it comes to doing hither, Chazal knew that Chazal figured it out. Okay, Chazal can do that.
Man. What does it have to do with Yigio or not Yigio? Shouldn't the together be whether you can afford it or not?
No. It's two separate things. It's saying like this. Just each half as a chiddush. He's saying like that. Not each half as a chiddush. I'm sorry. There's two diyukim. He's saying this. If Mishawa Kodesh Mishalo means that you must do it. So if it's up to a third, you got to do it. Whether you can afford it, you can't afford it, it's too bad, you got to do it.
Right.
Yishev HaKadosh Baruch Hu means if you can't afford it, you don't do it. If you can afford it, you do it.
Right, but the contrast is Baruch Hu means. Baruch Hu's
meanwhile, the Rach learns that there's a Chiddush. The Chiddush is not to tell me that if you can't afford it, you don't do it. The chiddush is a positive that you could afford it, you could do it. Why would I have a havamina that you could afford it, you shouldn't do it? Because it's wrong. I'm waving to you, Joey. Not Joey, but you're whoever that one is. Hello. Okay. Anyway, but the chiddush is that even if you can afford it, you would have a havamina that you're not obligated. You shouldn't do it. So there's a chiddush that you're reshoin. So that's Guba the same. Yishev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're a Shoy, you're allowed to do it.
Right, but what does it mean? Why is the contrast? Why is
the contrast? Why is the you're not Rishoy? Because there's no such mitzvah.
He calls the opposite of Yishev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Miyagiyo, right?
No. The opposite of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, you know, there's you don't have extra money. You're tight.
I'm saying. I thought he said, I'm saying.
It happens in the Mishawa Kadosh Baruch Hu. Miyagio. Okay, Miyagio means, I assume, means that you have to work hard for your money.
Paycheck to paycheck? Paycheck to paycheck? Something what? Like that? I mean, yes. Like paycheck to paycheck?
And he has to work harder to make sure he has enough money to hit or
miss. You have to work. You don't have money in the bank. You don't have, you're not, paycheck to check.
You chop some extra wood to make sure he has enough money for Schlish. Beyond.
Right. In other words, you gotta work for your money.
Well, what does the Mesilas Yesharim mean then? It obviously doesn't mean Baal Tosef. So what's Pshat Mesilas Yesharim then?
No, this Yesharim is saying, and we see here too, that there's you're allowed to figure out a certain time and then what Hashem's das is, and that's not Baal Tosef. Right, you have to see. Anyway,
that's the Rebbeinu Hananel's Havmin and Maskana is Reb Chaim Vital and the Mesilas Yesharim.
I'm just saying that the Havmin of the Gemara. According to Rebbeinu Hananel, the Gemara is saying a chiddush that you're Rishon. Mishael Hakadosh Baruch Hu Rishon. What's the Havamina of the Gemara? Why did the Gemara think you're not Rishoy? The Gemara has to tell me that you're Rishoy. So the answer is because there'd be a Havamina to say a similar type of Svara, not exactly, similar type of Svara that I was saying to Chaim Vital, that not just because it sounds good to us doesn't mean that it's the right thing to do. So that's...
And the Mahadrim and Mahadrim is an answer to that?
Yes, because it shows that when it comes to Hiddur, maybe in other things, maybe not, but when it comes to Hiddur, it is the right thing to do. Chazal know that Hiddur is always a good thing. You see Mahadrim and a Mahadrim, that there's a Hiddur, and that Hiddur is a good thing. That's what he's bringing. That's what the Rach had to bring from Hanukkah, because without Hanukkah, I would have a Havamina. You're doing extra. So Mehechi Teisi, that Hiddur is a good thing if it's not in the Pasuk. The Pasuk only said Shlish. What are you doing more than a Shlish? So the Hiddur.
Can we understand from this any understanding of the Rabbeinu Hananel's position between the Machlokes of Taisis and the Rambam and Mahadrim and Mahadrim?
I don't know. So I'm not familiar with the Machlokes.
Now the first pshat in Rabbeinu Hananel seems to be that it's an extension of the mitzvah, right?
What?
The first pshat in Rabbeinu Hananel seems to be saying that it is, like in Rebbe's words, piggyback, like it is an extension of the mitzvah.
I don't know if it's piggyback. Isn't it funny that the first pshat that the Rach brings in Maravas is almost like a hafach, the second pshat.
Why?
Is that usual that a Rishon would bring two Pshatim and they're polar opposites? You know, you're reading one Gemara and one
Why are they polar opposites?
Well, one is saying that the extra is a media sera.
Right.
And the next one, he's like bending over backwards to say that, yeah, you could taka do it, even though you might think you can't do it. It's like exactly the opposite.
It is a little strange. Now, the first John is saying that Mishalo, you're not going to get any big yeshikayah. Mishalo kosh baruch hu, oh, you're going to get a big yeshikayah. And the second one is saying, if I cared, you don't have to do it. If you got extra money lying around, okay, then you're a shoy. You're allowed to. Okay, I hear. Yes, it is a little funny. But that sounds to be. That's what it sounds like. Okay.
Might you be changing the words from chayv to a shoy?